We have been speaking about the subject of relationships. Last week I spoke on how to love your wife. And today I started in the first service the subject of how to submit to your husband. Amen. So open your Bibles to Colossians 3. Colossians 3 verse number 18. Colossians 3 verse number 18. Glory be to God in the highest. I said glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Are you there? Colossians 3 verse number 18 says, wives, submit yourselves. Say, submit yourself. Unto what? Your own husbands. As it is fit in what? What does that mean? That simply means that this is appropriate. This is befitting. This is God's will and God's counsel. Put your right hand on your chest and say after me, say, Heavenly Father, I receive your word this morning. I believe with all my heart that your word will meet me at the very point of my needs, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we say a better amen? Like I did mention, we started talking about the subject of relationship, the very specific. I spoke on how to love your wife the previous week. Today, by the special grace of God, we are picking up again or going on further in our conversation with regards to marital relationships. We'll be talking this morning on how to submit to your husband. I laid the foundation in the first service by making us understand what submitting to your husband is all about. I said submitting to your husband means honoring and respecting your husband. Then number two, I went further again to explain that submitting to your husband also means to what? Recognize him as the authority over what? Your life and the home. The number three, I said submitting to your husband also means to be willing to come under the mission. Say mission. To be willing to come under the mission of your husband. The word submission is from two words, sub and mission. So submission means to be willing to come under. The word sub means beneath or below. So you are willing as a woman to come under the mission of your husband. It is expected therefore that the husband is supposed to have a mission. In other words, there should be clearly defined goals. Your mandate should be clear to your wife. Otherwise, you'll be frustrating your wife in an effort to submit. Because submission means to submit under a mission. Like I was saying also, I love the way Lady Sarah Jakes, the wives of T.D. Jakes, defined submission. It says, I submitting. Sorry, please. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. It says, I bring in my will under yours so that you can what? Govern. Amen, somebody in the house. I said, amen, somebody in the house. It means to be willing to bring your will under the will of your husband so that he can govern. Then the fourth thing that I explained what submission is all about is that submission is also what? Obeying your husband. The word obey there means to be willing to give in to his admonition or advice. Amen. That word submission, I explain what obey means in the Greek. I don't have the time because I want to leave many things with us this morning. That's what we said in the first service. I want to take the conversation further. It will be this morning. Because I believe that one way you can understand what submission is to know what submission is not. Amen. There is so much talk about the subject of submission in the body of Christ today. It's not a controversial issue. It should not be a contentious issue. It should not be a sensitive issue because God's mind is clear about how he wants things to be done. Like I did mention in the first service, God is a God of order. Say order. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40 says, let everything be done decently and in order. You see, this world, when God created the universe, he placed man in charge. Why? So that there will be order. The same thing, God has given specific roles to the husband and wife in a marital setup, so that everybody will not be confused as to what their roles or responsibilities are. Glory be to God. And I strongly believe that in one way we can understand what submission is to know what submission is not. It's like, what's an opposite? What's the opposite of it? Love. What's the opposite of positive? Amen, somebody? So one way you can know what submission is to know what submission is not. And by the special grace of God this morning, I want us to look at some things that submission is not, so that we can understand what submission is. If you're with me, say amen, somebody. Amen. We'll look at about 15 of them. If we have the time this morning, the first thing that submission is not agreeing on everything. Submission is not what? Agreeing on what? Everything. You will agree with me that as husband and wives, we are two distinct separate entities. Our backgrounds are not the same. Our philosophies are not the same. Our ideologies are not the same. We don't see the same, things the same way. So therefore, there are bound to be what? Differences, disagreements. Amen, somebody? Listen, it is not out of order for there to be differences or disagreements in relationships. In fact, it's a sign of a healthy relationship. Because both of you don't see the things the same way. What I'm trying to say, because some people think that submission means you agree on everything. That's not submission. Amen? Hello, somebody? Glory be to God. How many people are married here? Let me see your hands up. Okay. How many people are very sincere? You and your spouse, you agree on everything. You see what I'm talking about? Because some people have this feeling that submission means you must agree on everything. No! We are not the same. You see, what I tell people is this. What you need to find is a common ground. And you need to make sure that the conversation is ongoing. Because there are some matters, like tell people, you agree to disagree, you disagree to agree. But make sure the conversation is ongoing. And everybody says what? Let me give you a classic example. Father Abraham and Sarah. Do you know that it was Sarah that suggested that, that Abraham should marry, because according to the custom of that law, custom of the land in those days, if the woman does not have a child, there's a way she can bring in somebody to bear children on her behalf, according to that custom. Amen? Now, she was the initiator in Genesis 16. She brought the idea. Abraham conceded. Amen, somebody? But do you know in Genesis 21, when God eventually answered Sarah, and she had her own child. Amen? I said amen, somebody. When she had her own child, by that time, Ishmael should be about 13 years. The Bible says Ishmael was mocking Sarah. And Sarah saw that, and she told Abraham, send them packing. Now, Abraham was not happy. Hello, somebody? In other words, there was a disagreement. I know. How can I send my child away? You see what I'm talking about, the sentiment, the emotions. Evidently, Father Abraham and Sarah were not on the same note. But do you know that God told Abraham to listen to what? His wife. You can see the whole story, Genesis 21. I'm just trying to lay an example that submission does not mean that we agree on everything. Genesis 21 from verse 9 to 13. If you look at the father, the father or the person, the father figure in Jesus' life, which was what? Joseph. You discover that Joseph and Mary were what? Engaged. According to the law of that land, you see, engagement in those days is almost like marriage, because strong bonds are already established. The only thing is that they are not living together as husband and wife. Now, how many of us, how will you react all of a sudden? You're betrothed. Say betrothed. You just see a tummy just protruding. Amen, somebody. And said, behold, the angel of the Lord, came. there was some disagreement on that level. Because Joseph, being a gentleman, say gentleman. So I don't want to disgrace you. We'll do this thing in a very professional way. Nobody will know. You go your way, I go my way. He was already thinking about that before God sent what? An angel. To say, don't even think about that. What has happened to that woman is of me. So take her. You can see instances whereby husband and wife are not what? On the same page. If you hear me say, I do. So that's very important. But let me say this before I leave this point. It is possible to disagree with somebody and not being a disagreeable person. I think the problem we have is that people disagree, but they become disagreeable. And that's going to be an issue. Some say, Pastor, you're not confusing us. What does it mean to be disagreeable? A disagreeable person is an unpleasant or a difficult person to get along with. Because of the differences and issues, you are now, say misbehaving somebody. You are using that to react. You know, there are many political divides. People on the west, I mean, people on the left, people on the right. But they always tell people, find what? A common ground, move a little bit so that we can be what? If you understand what I say, say amen. So submission does not mean you agree on what? Everything. If you understand, say, I do. Number two, submission does not mean, submission does not mean you not use your brains. You know, at times some people have left their brain at the altar. What do I mean? I heard about this very funny story. I don't know if it's true. If the woman wants to go to the toilet, say, honey, I want to go to the toilet. If he wants to go and eat, say, I want to go to the toilet. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Honey, what kind of hairstyle should I do? You know what I'm talking about. There's a reason God gave you your brain. Hello, somebody. Some bishop has taught me you don't use your brains. There's some things, I mean, because some people have taken submission to mean that, I'm a robot. You are not a robot. Some people say you are not a robot. So that means you are not a zombie. I mean, what is zombies? You don't need permission from your husband as per, I'm going to the toilet, I want to go and wee, I want to go and have my bath, I want to go and eat, I want to go and, come on, those things you are supposed to use your brains on that. Amen, somebody. If you understood what I said, say amen, somebody. Let me give an instance again, a biblical example. I was talking about this couple in the Bible, sir, earlier for service. Abigail and Nabah. 1 Samuel 25, the man was a very inconsiderate man. If you check 1 Samuel 25 verse 3, the Bible describes Abigail. Abigail is a woman of good understanding and what? Beautiful countenance. She had brains and beauty. She had class and what? Character. But the man was the opposite. The man was churlish. To be churlish means to be cruel, to be severe, to be hard, to be mean and wicked. Now, do you know that God used David and his men to protect the sheep that this man had? And I read a documentary or a commentary. It says, when people do you a favor like that, in those days, you are supposed to supply them with provisions. So what David was asking of him was not out of order. That, okay, you know, God used us to protect your ex-men and whatever, nothing happened to them. So it's like, you know, help us. You could see the foolishness of the man in manifestation. He said in 1 Samuel 25 verse 10, he said, who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? He said, there be many servants nowadays who have fled away from their master. He was fighting him and just insulting him. Now, do you know that when the men of David went back and brought reports, they look at what this man is saying. David got up in anger, called some of his men, 400, let's go. In other words, he wanted to go and wipe what? Wipe out. Nabal, wipe out the family, everybody. Do you know that if Abigail did not use her brains? Hello, somebody? Say, use your brains. Listen, I know that the man is the leader. Amen, somebody? But that does not mean that he knows everything. And in this regard, you could see that Nabal was acting in the flesh. Destruction was looming. Thank God for people, women like Abigail. Women who use their brains. They use their brain. She ran ahead. She said, please, I beg you. Do you know that's why
David did not destroy Nabal and the entire family.
Glory be to God. Of course, God's judgment eventually came on Nabal. But the point I'm trying to say is that submission does not mean you should not use your brain.
Are you getting the point this morning?
So what happened? I say, use your brains. Let me move on because we have quite a lot this morning. Number three. What submission is not? Number three. Submission does not mean you put, does not mean rather putting down the will of your husband, putting the will of your husband before the will of Christ. Submission does not mean putting the will of your husband before the will of what? What does that mean? That simply means the will of Christ is superior to the will of your husband. Hello? You're not answering me. I say hello? You know, we said that to submit to your husband means to obey him, to listen to him, listen to the admonition and advice. If your husband asks you now to deny your faith, or your husband asks you to jump into the lagoon to prove your love for me, jump into the lagoon. Or your husband is telling you, if you really love me, you will do this for me. You know, that this is my friends. We have come a long way. Amen, somebody. Hello, somebody in the house. I want you to sleep with him. Amen, somebody. Some of these things that we see on TV is not make-believe. Some of these things are things that have happened. Hello? I say hello, somebody. Anything that is going to violate your faith, anything that is going to violate your conviction in Christ, evidently you know. That's why the will of Christ is superior to the will of your husband. Amen? Are you in the house this morning? Remember those two midwives that Pharaoh told them in Exodus 1, I think from verse 18 to the end, he said, any male child that is given back to by thee, make sure you kill them. He didn't listen to the counsel. Because, how did he want to tell them to murderers? They are supposed to life savers, not life what? Killers. They ignored the counsel of the king, and God blessed them because of that. So it's important for us to understand that submission does not mean that you put the will of your husband above the will of what? If you understand what I say, I say, I do. I think that's very, very clear. Number four, submission does not mean you have to worship or idolize your husband. Your husband is not your God, though. Amen, somebody? Listen, your husband may be your hero. It's possible. Your husband could be your hero. He could be your mentor. But he's not what? Talk to me. Say, it's not your God, though. Because at times, people don't know the distinction. You need to understand that it was Jesus who paid with his life so that you and I can be what? Redeemed. Amen, somebody. Tap your neighbor, say, your husband is not your God. It's important to make this, because I've seen people say some things, or there's some cultural beliefs that people have said also that is a little bit similar to this. Submission does not mean that your husband is your God. Amen, somebody. Hello, somebody. That title belongs to who alone? Belongs to God alone. Only God can wear. Only God can carry that title. In fact, the Bible warns us very explicitly that we are supposed to flee from idolatry. 1 John 5 verse 21. And you see, akin to this concept is the concept, because if closely, related to this concept is the concept that often makes some, maybe there are some cultures most likely that thinks that, okay, the woman is now, because if you see him as God, then that means you are what? The slave. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. Top of it says, submission does not mean you have to worship or idolize who? Your husband. God said in Matthew 4 verse 10, he says, I am the Lord your God, and I only shall you what? Serve or worship. It's very important. Number what now? Five. What is not submission? Submission is not living or acting in fear. Let's say we are not supposed to be terrified by our husband or of our husband. You have to be afraid. Hello? If you are afraid of your husband, then it means that you are living in bondage. You see, when we talk about fear, there are two kinds of fear. There's the positive fear, there's the negative fear. There's the referential fear, and there's what? The dominating kind of fear. Now, when I say, it's important you understand this. This is very important, alone. Because, you know, at times some people have, they have explained or they assume that submitting to your husband means that if your husband is there, you are shaking, you are quaking. Amen, somebody. Hello, somebody in the house. Let me show you this scripture. Many of us know this scripture. 1 John 4, verse 8. There is no fear in what? Oh, you know, I'm not feeling you. There's no fear in what? 1 John 4, verse 18. 1 John 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love because perfect love casts away what? If anybody is afraid, what is happening? There is what? Torment. He that feareth is not made what? It's important for us to understand that living in fear is not the same thing as what? Submission. Otherwise, if you're living in fear, if you are dreadful of your husband, how will you be able to even, you know, advise or share the burden on your heart? So submission does not mean living in fear. Because if you are living in fear, you are living in bondage. And listen to this. God has not given us the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a what? Power, love, and a what? That does not mean that when we say submit to your husband, that does not mean that you cannot speak with your husband or speak to your husband. Amen? Because at times, some of us, even men, have assumed that maybe until you begin to see your wife shake and quake. She doesn't have to shake and quake before you. Amen, somebody? Hello, somebody. Listen. The kind of fear we are supposed to have of God is reverential fear. Listen, I'm not supposed to stand in dread of my Heavenly Father. That's why he says, come how boldly. He didn't say, come and be shaken. I say, oh God, I don't even know. You know, the impression some people have given about God is that they don't know the side of the bed he woke up on. So when you are coming, be very careful. He didn't say that. He said, come how boldly. Boldly, say boldly, somebody. Hebrews 4:16, come boldly. Submission does, because I know of cases whereby the woman is like living in fear and bondage. Some of us remember some experiences when we were growing up. Some of us had friends that once you hear the horn of your dad, when everybody is doing, hey, you just find your square root and you start acting normally. Amen, somebody. Glory be to God. Tap your neighbor, say there's no fear in love. So tap your say submission is not living in fear. Or acting in what? In fear. Acting in fear. No. Listen, do you know that if you love somebody, listen, part of loving somebody is better to tell the person the truth. Even if he hurts. I don't know what I'm talking about. If you have somebody, they cannot tell you the truth because they don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to hurt you. Just like some sisters. I know that somebody came to me. I said, Pastor, I'm afraid though. I said, why? He said, before this one came, I waited though. So if I start telling him that I don't like the way he may go. I said, let him go. Listen, if you tolerate this thing now, hey, you may not be able to speak later. So you better be speaking now. Hello? We're not supposed to live in fear. Negative fear. Hello, somebody? we don't live in that kind of fear. We deal with God. We have a reverential fear for Him. That does not mean that we can't approach Him. You should be able to approach your husband. Hello, somebody?
Say, I don't want to go now. I don't want to go. Because me, tomorrow,
you know what I'm talking about? I have friends in those days, large families, you know, that is like this. This is daddy's favorite. So if they want to do something, that's the person they will say, go and meet her. I mean, that's not the way to raise kids. Send the favorite so that when daddy sees him, daddy will. But if you see that person, what is it? I don't even know what I'm talking about. Do you know that some husband and wife that is like that? That's how you. Listen. I said earlier on that the first service that submitting to your husband means to recognize him as your leader. Now, but listen, do you know that some men are not acting as leaders, they're acting as boss? Listen, leadership and being a boss is not the same. They are not the same. Hello? Look at your neighbor. If he's a guy, say, are you a boss or a leader? Eh? Like somebody was saying to me, he said, what's that like? What apology? Say, they just like to be calling others, giving others. But in the words of John Maxwell, he says, if you think you're a leader and you look back, nobody's following you. You're just taking a walk home. Leadership is measured by what? Followership. So you don't just say, I'm the leader. Look back. Who's following you? Is your wife following your leader? Your children following your leader? Before you can say you're a leader. Because you may be like a tyrant. Like a ruler. Say ruler. Let me leave this point. I have 15 or so. Number one now. Six. Submission does not mean you are inferior to your husband. Let me say this to you. 1 Peter 3:7 says, a man and a woman, they are joined heirs. That word joined here means co-heirs. A participant in common. Let me say this, and I think I said it last week. A man and a woman, a husband and wife, both of you are equal before God in your rights as believers. God did not create any race or any gender to be superior to another. Are you the house? Galatians 3:28. Whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Greek, whether you're a barbarian, the Bible says whether you're male or female, we are what? It says we are one. Say one. So, listen, there are some men who have the belief that they are superior. Listen, that's not what submission is. Submission does not mean that you are superior to your wife. That's not what it means. Hello? What it means is that in God's order of things, God has placed you as the head. Headship is an Herculean task, is responsibility. So the cap you are wearing is responsibility. So don't ever think you are superior to your wife. You are not superior. Okay, look at that couple I gave you. It is evident that if you look at them, Abigail and Nabal, you will say that Abigail is what? She's smarter. Definitely, she's smarter. Stronger than the man. Because the Bible says she had good intelligence. Say good intelligence. There's no doubt Nabal was foolish. I mean, the evidence speaks. It's there. So submission does not mean that you're inferior. It just means, you see, in the scheme of things of God. You see, that's what I always tell people. If you're today, you're a leader. Don't think that gives you the right to lord it over people. You are there by grace. God could have chosen anybody. Don't say as a right.
Because even in leadership, people feel that, you know, I'm the leader. Listen, you should be thankful. God is by grace. God could have chosen somebody else. Amen.
So submission does not mean that you are inferior to the man or your husband. In terms of your personality, your identity, in terms of our possession, in terms of our provisions, in terms of our potential, in terms of our placement in Christ, we are the same. Amen?
Glory be to God.
I said glory be to God. Then number 7. I love this one. Submission is not the same thing as abuse. Submission does not justify abusive relationships. You know, there's a woman who suffers in silence. They can't talk to anybody. Or they have even been threatened by their husband. If you say anything, if any of this word comes out, you are dead. Glory be to God. Listen, God hates oppression. Sometimes say, God hates oppression. Why do you think he went all the way to deliver Israel from Egypt? Look at the way when the king was proving stubborn, look at the 10 plagues that came upon the nation of Egypt. That's to tell you that God hates oppression. God hates oppression. God hates injustice. He's a God of justice. He's just and a God of justice. We men, we need to know this, that the fact that God has made us as heads and leaders of our home, that does not give us the right to trample and to injure. Say injure. Your wife. All forms of abuse is evil. I mean all. Domestic, physical, emotional, whatever. Verbal. Anyone is not acceptable. I think I've told you this story before. I was somewhere to go and say to a rib to a man and his wife. When I was, I said, bro, somebody. Because I couldn't understand. I said, bro, why did you? He said, pastor. She doesn't hear me. She doesn't hear. I said, she doesn't hear. Yeah, I understand. But is that now where you have now? I said, has she now begun to, is she now hearing now? Because you have in my, let me say in my language, Otida patterns. You know what they call pattern? Pattern as a result of beating. You can see all kinds of contour, all kinds of things. Or in another instance, in fact, the person was, I said, you should be ashamed. Because the person said, you know, the Bible says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, and the rod of correction will drive it far away. Proverbs 22, verse 15. I said, wait a minute. Are you saying your wife is a child now? So you married a child, not a woman. Please, this is serious. That there are many women who are suffering in silence. It's barbaric, it's evil. It's anti-scripture. You see, to whom much is given, much is expected. The fact that you have the authority does not mean you're supposed to abuse it. I even know of an instance that somebody was even threatening the pastor. Why? Because the pastor was said, pastor, please stay away. This is my... threatening the pastor. You see... This is a very important issue. And that's what I said earlier on. As the man, is an awesome responsibility that we have. Can't afford to abuse it and misuse it. There's a place in Psalm 11 verse 5. The B part. I love this translation. It says, I hate the one who does violence and abuse. That's, I'm trying to remember the translation. I can't remember it again. But Psalm 11 verse 5. So tap in and say submission does not justify what? Please seek for counsel. Seek for help as a woman. Don't keep quiet.
If that is happening by any means, seek for what? Cry for help. God will give us. God will make a way in Jesus' name.
Number eight. Submission does not mean that you can't influence your husband.
Because some people have assumed that submission means that, you know, I can't influence my husband. You can. In fact, by the way, women are great influencers. I mean, women have the power of persuasion.
I know of many men who have told me how their wives were instrumental to their success today. What we call breakthrough. They say, it's my wife.
You know, they say beside. We used to say behind before, but that's wrong. Amen. Beside what? A successful what? Is what?
It's important to realize it. I saw somebody during the week. And I kept thinking about what he said. He came to see me concerning an issue. He said, well, I met another person, probably in his 60s plus or whatever. He said, sir, do you know that when I was in active service, used to work in the banking industry, he said, I never thought about building a house. He said, it was my wife. He said, I give her the credit today. He said, because if she had not done what she did, in fact, I didn't know how she built the house. That's how serious it was. I don't know how she did. Just tell me, her, said, when are we moving? He said, moving where? He said, the house is ready. He said, eh? You mean it's ready? He said, it's ready. Glory be to God. So, he said, that's why as a woman, even when you know your husband has taking a decision or is doing something, you know, you need to seek for wisdom. Don't say, he's here though, I must keep quiet. Yes, the way God has given you wisdom to know how you can what? Persuade him to say, let's look at this thing from the other side. Amen. Are you in the house? It's important. Because listen, men, we don't have all the answers. Glory be to God. All men in the house, say amen. Number nine. The ninth thing that submission is not. Submission does not mean, as a wife, that you don't have a mind of your own. What does that mean? Submission does not mean that your mind is your husband.
Look at your neighbor. If the person is a lady, say, your husband is not your mind, though.
Now, what am I trying to infer? Because if you if you say your husband is your mind, that means you are telling me that your husband does your thinking for you. Glory be to God. We are responsible for our own thinking. Tap it up and say, submission does not mean that your husband is your mind. It just means your husband is your head, leader, not mind. You know, there are different kind of leadership styles. Everybody know what I'm talking about. There's autocratic, multi-so, final. Amen. Someone. Then there is bureaucratic. So we're going by the books. Oh, because the Bible is only. Bible is always submit to your husband. We're going by the books. Those kind of leadership style are usually not very effective. I'm telling you the truth. As the man, you must adopt a favorable leadership what? Style. Hello, somebody? Leadership style like what? Visionary leadership. That's based on vision of what you call, you know, you must carry the other person along. This is how you come in, this is how we're going to do it. There's also what we call strategic what? Leadership. Oh, these are, you know, this is the plan, this is the goal. Those are the kind of things that will be successful. Amen, somebody. There's servant leadership. The purpose is to serve, not to accrue power. Amen, somebody. To serve. Those kinds of leadership style are much more favorable and they bring greater success. Amen. There's another one called the coach. Coach style kind of leadership. Coach style. You know, it's like mentoring. It's like
the way a coach coaches a team. It's based on the principle of, you know, teamwork and team ethics. Glory be to God. Or what they call, you know, many of us are familiar with democratic, you know, leadership, which is about participative kind of what? Leaders. Decisions is not just based on you alone. Decision is based on what? You and what? And the team. So, for us, men, we may have to change our leadership style. Look at your neighbor. If your neighbor is a man, say, what kind of style? Leadership style. You use your house or home. Listen, I said, lest I forget. Somebody defined leadership as the ability to obtain followers. Another person said leadership is the ability to translate vision to reality. Listen, you cannot be successful. A leader cannot do it all by himself or herself. Listen, if God says you are the head, your wife is what? The support structure, the body. So don't think that you'll be successful as the leader without the follower. In fact, there's no how any leader can be effective or successful without the cooperation of what? The followers. So carry your wife along. Amen. All the men in the house, say amen. I hope men still love me. Amen. Some people they are looking at me. I say, Pastor. Glory be to God. Tap your neighbor and say, carry your wife along. It's important. You know, they say where the head goes. There are some decisions that if you take unilaterally without consultation to your wife, you know, the repercussions at times will not only affect you alone, will affect what? Everybody. So that's why it's important to carry her along. Top of them say, carry her along. Somebody came to tell me something. Somebody went to make a huge investment all their without telling the, you know, that's a serious something. And when did that backfired? Glory be to God in the highest. He saw the other side of the woman. He said, but did you tell me I was you were wealth? Like they say, my life, oh no, what come sit by. Glory be to God. Look at your neighbor and tell him, say, carry your wife along. Number what now? 10. I love this one. Submission. I hope men will forgive me today. Amen, somebody. Because I saw some men were looking at me. I said, this is not what we think. We're expecting. Submission does not mean that men are not called to submit. Submission does not mean that men are not called to submit in general. Because there is this school of thought, or there is this philosophy, even some cultures and tradition hold it. They say men make the rules, they call the shots. Nobody can call them to order. Glory be to God. We are above the law. We're exempted from submission. Really? Tabitha say, really? Let's go to Ephesians 5. Verse 21. What's the first thing he says? Be submissive one to what? In what? The fear of God. Before he even begins to mention what? The issue of loving your wife by submission. And he's talking to you there too as the man. Amen. Be submissive one to what? In the fear of God. Because some men have this belief that a man, you know, is not called to answer. A man is not answerable to anybody. Who says that? Where did he get that from? Do you know that the Bible says, regardless, the Bible teaches, regardless of the sexes or the gender, that we are supposed to be submissive to God, one, submissive to constituted authorities of the state, the land,
Romans 13 verse 1. Let every soul be subject to what? The higher powers. He didn't say woman alone there. Every soul is what? Male and what? Do you also know in Hebrews 13 verse 17, it says, obey those who have the rule over you and submit yourself to them. It's talking about spiritual leadership. He even went further. 1 Peter 5 verse 5. It says, be subject one to another. Let the junior be subject to those who are what? Look at it. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself to what? Yes, all of you be subject to what? And be clothed with what? So there's no scripture that says that the man is above the law. Anybody that is saying that is not speaking Bible. Glory be to God. You know, I said this in the first service. Do you know that in the Godhead there is submission? Jesus is submissive to the Father. The Holy Spirit is submissive to. You will see while Jesus was here, he was talking about what I see my Father. I mean, he was very conscious about what his Father wanted. That's not the Father. Listen, despite the fact that the Bible says these three are one, there is respect or mutual respect among the Trinity. And there's no fight, there's no argument about it. Hello? If you are still with me, say, I'm here. It's important. You know, I've discovered this. If you are going to be successful in the use of authority, you must have been somebody who has been submissive to authority yourself. That's what I discovered from my experience. If you are going to be very successful in using authority, you must have also of a necessity be somebody who was what? Submissive to authority. You cannot give what you don't have. Hello, somebody. If you are still with me, say amen, somebody. Very important. Number 11. What does submission does not mean? Submission does not mean being high-handed, cruel, or mean to your wife. By the way, submission is not by force. It's a voluntary thing. I explained this in the first service. It's voluntary. That word, submit or obey, in Ephesians 5:22, Colossians 3 verse 18, 1 Peter 3 verse 1, Titus 2 verse 5. Listen, it talks about a voluntary. Say voluntary. How many people know that force does not get things done? I can tell you from it. Force does not get things done. I remember the story of this woman who went to church or a program with his son. But let's call his name John. Say John. When he got there, John was misbehaving. He said, sit down. He will sit down again. Sit down. So after a while, the pastor said, John, sit down. I said, sit down. Yes, ma'am. Sat down. On your joke, on a cack. Then after 2 minutes passed, he said, mom, can I say something? He said, yes, say it. He said, I just want to tell you that although I am sitting down physically on the other board, he said, inside, I'm standing up. And do you know that that kind of thing can happen in the home too? Can happen. Hello, somebody. I think my wife will remember this. There was a time we were having a conversation, and you know, I didn't know. I'll be very frank with you. By the time I traced it, I could even trace it to my dad. I remember my dad used to act like this. You know, there are things you pick subconsciously from your folks. Amen. When my kids come to ask for something, I would just be at the way I would respond at times. I said, why are you talking like that? I said, is it like how? He said, are you fighting? I said, I'm not fighting. Even the response, you can see that the tone is it's tense. Say tense, somebody. So there was one day I sat there and said, this thing is true. Amen.
I want to ask him, why are you doing that? I said, I don't even know. Why am I doing that? And you see, I'm being very honest with you. I had to sit down and say, and I started looking. I said, say who, somebody? This thing is like, you picked it from your dad, though. Amen? And I had to begin to ask a little bit to help me. Because, you know, children are very funny. Once they know you are always barking, say barking. Barking like a lion. You see them, they just say, wisdom, gravitate. Say gravitate somebody. Just gravitate to go and make their mother. Am I speaking real this morning? We have to be brutally frank with ourselves. That's the only way healing and restoration can come. Amen? You know, you can be tough and resilient without being cruel. You can't be tough. I've seen parents that are very tough, but they are not. Listen, somebody was sharing a story, and I was just shaking my head. I said, no, we can laugh about this thing, but this thing is not, this is wickedness. So, how do you know parents who beat their children, especially fathers? Apologies, fathers. I'll be father to women, somebody. Because somebody said, I thought you said we are talking to women today. We are talking to one another. Even somebody. Glory be to God. I mean, beat this child, blood was dripping out. No. Tabernacle said, say no. That's been cruel. And all of these things, we picked it up. Say, picked it up. I will tell you why, but you can interpret it where you picked it up. You can guess the likely source. Glory be to God. I don't know whether anybody has read the book of Hosea before. Anybody here? God told his prophet to go and marry a prostitute. A pro what? Go and read it. After the first issue, you see the woman had another two issues for different men. God said, I want you to see how my people also have, you know. God was trying to get the message across, but the man had to experience it to understand the message that God was trying to communicate. That is how some of my children are also. They are prostituting themselves spiritually. They've left me, they've forsaken me. They are God. They are prostituting themselves with other lovers. They found replacement for me, other than me, Jehovah. Jeremiah 2:13 says, my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountains of living water. They made for them broken cisterns that cannot hold water. In other words, something that looks like God, but it's not God. God is the only irreplaceable factor in your life. Glory be to God. 12. Submission is not a sign of weakness. Woman, hear me. Submission is not what? That does not mean that you are weak. That does not mean that you can't talk. That does this because there's this belief that people think that submission means you are trying to talk you down. They're trying to put you down. No, submission is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of power and authority. It means you understand honor. It means that you are wise. Submission does not mean that you're a fool. Doesn't mean you're a coward. While I was thinking about this point, I remember a story. I don't know whether anybody remembers Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth is one of God's great general, an apostle of faith. God used this man. He was a plumber. He used to live in the United Kingdom. That's where he came from. God used him to raise 23 people from the dead. Remarkable, you know, ministry all over the world. Do you know that the wife got born again before him? There was one experience. He used to call his wife Polly. There was one day she went for service. She came late. Smith Wigglesworth. Say Wigglesworth. The apostle of faith. Say apostle of faith. Locked her outside. She slept outside. In the morning, opened the door. Listen, he expected that the wife would pick up a quarrel. The wife was whistling. How are you, Smith? How was your night? Hope you had a pleasant. What do you need for breakfast? Smith, we go say, he could almost enter the ground. Say, no. In fact, that was one of the things that led him to becoming a Christian. He said, do I just say? He didn't even do as if to say anything happened. But I know that not all women like that. Maybe your husband has not even locked you out. Maybe just change the key. Glory be to God. Hey, God will help us. Amen, somebody. Sabakasa. Someone says Sabakasa. I say, why did you change the pain without telling me? It's just pain that is causing an issue. I say pain. You know, pain is very powerful. Access to. I say, Glory be to God. Let me move on. Number 30. Submission does not mean being passive. Submission does not mean you are supposed to be passive as a woman. You are an active member of that relationship. You are supposed to contribute your quota. You are supposed to make your views also known. You are not supposed to be... When you are passive, that means you are not alive. You are not active. You are not contributing anything. You are not adding value. That's not what submission means. Amen? It's important for us to understand this. Then let me run because of time. Number 14, submission does not mean that your husband has all the answers. Men in the house, you agree with me that we don't have all the answers. It baffles me at times when some people are singing the praise of leadership in the back of my head. I'm just laughing. I say, it is good, know the truth. There's no Superman anywhere. Are you been somebody? Are you the house this morning? It's important for we to know that. And believe me, it's important for us to also realize that salvation does not mean that you can't take counsel from your wife. God says, who is blind but my servant? Isaiah 42 verse 19. Or deaf as my messenger that I have sent. Seeing many things, verse 20. Observed it not, hearing many things, but discerned it not. It's important for us to realize that we need God's help. And everybody saying, I want to try to wrap it up. Then 15, submission does not mean you are supposed to dominate and control your wife. Submission is not the same as domination. They are not the same. I mean, listen. If you look at history of humanity, you always see that human beings have always rebelled against what? Any form of domination. This slavery thing is born out of what? How slavery started is out of what? Domination. They tried to dominate another race. After a while, you see those people what? They rebelled. For years, when you had apartheid in South Africa. You see that there will always be active what? Resistance against domination. Listen, God, there's no place in the Word of God where God gives us the right to dominate one another. We are to dominate the works of creation, dominate the world, not dominate your spouse. Are you the house? One of my mentors said something that blessed me years ago. He said, give your wife space and give her a place. Give her what? Space and what? A place. She has a place. Amen, somebody. She has a place. She's called to fulfill certain things. It's not all about you. Amen? I said, amen. We talked today about the Proverbs 31 woman, the virtuous woman. But listen, you have to give kudos to the man, the husband, for allowing her to be. All those things that you see, being spoken about that woman, investor, farmer, sheep merchant. I mean, she's into you know, shipping business, all kinds of business. She's into Texas business. She's a good mother. She's a giver. All of those things, you can read Proverbs 31 from verse 10 to 31. Will not have been possible without the love and the encouragement of her husband. It's important for us to know that we're not supposed to dominate one another. Submission is not domination. Amen, somebody? Doesn't mean that you don't have a mind of your own. It doesn't mean that you cannot speak. I'm speaking, you're speaking. Let me crack a funny joke. You know, I was somebody saying, even the Bible says, I said, where is that? I'm speaking, you're speaking. Where? God will have mercy on us. You know, at times when you want to justify, your wrong action, you will look for something to. So even the Bible says, these are just colloquial sayings. Say colloquial. All kinds of things are traditional sayings that doesn't have any merit or place in the Word of God. The challenge to us this morning is to rise up and begin to do things the way God says it should be done. The Word of God should be the pattern. That is the standard. My challenge to all married people in the house this morning, let's begin to live according to the Word. If God says submission is the way, let's follow that way. If He says loving your wife is the way, that is the way. In fact, as I close this morning, do you know that it's not possible to submit to somebody without not loving that person? And it's also not possible to what? To love somebody without not submitting. It's like a coin. Say coin. Does somebody have a coin here? I'm sure nobody will have it. But it's still a valuable tender. I mean, it's a valuable, it's a legal tender in currency. There's head and tail. Not so. A coin is not complete without head and tail. There's no way you can submit to somebody without not loving the person. Do you know that true submission takes love? I'm not talking about hypocritical submission. Hey, Alexa, yeah, welcome. Alexa, what should we give you? I'm coming. And when the person goes, say, sure. And you're wondering, you say, what is all of that? What just happened on the earth? Is there not one of those things? Yeah, Allah, Corinne. That's not submission. That's deceit. That's deception. That's not Bible. Amen. Let's be real. If you really love your husband, you submit. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. If you are blessed this morning, rise up on your feet. Lift up your two hands to heaven. Give God praise this morning. Give Him praise this morning. Give Him praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. Only Him is worthy.